Many Sforim speak about the chashivas of the Shabbos after Kabbalas HaTorah. The Shabbos, the first Shabbos after the Yom Tov of Shavuos, has in it still a special connection and is considered a hemshech from the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah. The Alter Tzadkiv Rebbe used to say, Shabbos noch Shavuos is noch Shavuos, which means the Shabbos after Shavuos, after the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah, a play on words, is noch Shavuos, still is Shavuos, is still part of Yom Tov. One of the famous poskim, the Mahasham, was once asked, why does the Rebbe say this only Shabbos after Shavuos? Why doesn't he say Shabbos noch Pesach is noch Pesach, Shabbos noch Sikkos is noch Sikkos? Doesn't say it. Only comes to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Shabbos noch Shavuos is noch Shavuos. And what does it mean? Said the Masham, a gewaltige Wort. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Chagiga that when the Yidden would be Oile Regel, the Kohanim used to show them the ness of the Lechem Hapunim. The Lechem Hapunim used to stay hot an entire week. And they would take out the Lechem Hapunim on Shabbos, and they would show to Klal Yisrael, Re'ichi Baschem Lifnei Hamukoim. Look how precious and beloved you are to Hashem. The Hashem makes his gewaltige ness that the Lechem Hapunim stayed steaming hot an entire week. We know that bread after a day or two, it gets old. After 3-4 days, it's stale. The Rebbe Shem made the ness, the Lechem Hapunim stayed steaming hot. And the Kehanim, by the Shulish Regulim, would show this ness to Klal Yisrael, and they would say, Re'ichi Baschem Lefnei Hamukah. This is what the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Chagiga. So, asks one of the Rishonim, the Ritvas, Pesach and Sikkos, we have a Chol HaMoed. There's a Chol HaMoed. So there's a Chol HaMoed. There's a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. There's a Shabbos Chol HaMoed. We understand. When they would show on Pesach and on Sikkos the ness of the Lechem Hapunim on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because that would change over the Lechem Hapunim. But Shavuos is only one day. So let's say like this year, Shavuos was an Esel just on Monday. So the Eden would come to the Beis HaMikdash, Erev Yom Tov. And what's the Yom Tov? They would go home. So when did they see the nest of the Lechem Hapunim? By the Yom Tov of Shavuos. As I freak the Ritvas. So the Ritvas, it must be that the Yidden who were Oile Regel would stay on in Yerushalayim until after Shabbos in order to see this gewaltigeness. And this is what the Gemara says that was all Shulash Regulim. With this we understand now why Shabbos noch Shavuos is noch Shavuos. Because the Yidden in Yerushalayim didn't come just for the Yom Tov of Shavuos and go home what's a Yom Tov. They would stay on until the after Shabbos noch Shavuos. One of the great Gedolim before the war, the Kosher Lov Agon, Shemin Kandumai, says, we know Chazal tell us, always we line the Teichucha in Parshas Bechi Koisai before the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Chazal tell us the reason is because Shavuos is considered a Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah tells us, Arbor Rosh Hashanim Heim, Ba'atzeres Nidoinim Al Peiros Ha'ilon. On Shavuos, Rabbi Shem judges us to see what type of peiros, what type of fruit we're going to have. So Shavuos is a Rosh Hashanah. Because Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah, so we line the Teichucha before the Rosh Hashanah of Shavuos. Tichle Shona V'kilose. So Parshas Bechi Koisai, Teichucha is always lined before Shavuos. Zuk the Kosher Lo V'guon. Similarly, B'derech Klal, the Parsha of Nusoi, this week's Parsha, is always lined the Shabbos after Shavuos. Why? Because in Parshas Nusa we have Birchas Koyanim. So we want it should be Teichal Shuna Ibirchaseo. Just like we lined the Techucha should be Techla Shuna, because the Kalula should all stop. So on the other hand, we don't just want the Kalulas to stop, we want also the Bruchas to begin. So we line Birchas Koyanim, Teichal Shuna Ibirchaseo. Now in Birchas Koyanim, the state as follows. Rabbi Nishloilim tells Moshe Rabbeini, Dabel Aaron velbunav leimoi koi savarchi es b'nei Yisrul omoi lehem. This is the brucha I want that you should give to Klal Yisrul. Omoi lehem. Yivarecho Hashem yishmarecho, Yu Hashem punav lecho v'yichaneko, Yisru Hashem punav lecho v'yusim lechoshuvem. And then the next pasuk says, V'sumi eshemi al b'nei Yisrul. They should put my name on B'nai Yisrael, V'ani Avorchim. Says Rashi, what does it mean, V'ani Avorchim? And I will bless Klal Yisrael. V'ani Avorchim le Yisrael. Ask him ima koyhanim. I'll be maskim with the brucha of the koyhanim. Now the Potter Geruf was one of the famous rabbonim in America 50 years ago. Odom Gudel asks, difficult to understand, if the Rabbi Nisham is saying, V'sumi Hashemi al b'neisul v'ani avarchem, I will give them a brucha. So if the Rabbi Nisham is giving us a brucha, why do we need the brucha of the Kohanim? Don't need the brucha from the Kohanim. The Rabbi Nisham giving us his brucha. So what does this mean? V'sumi Hashemi al b'neisul v'ani avarchem, I will give them a brucha. Ah, the Rabbi Nisham, you're giving us a brucha. And I don't need the Kohanim. No, the Kohanim have to give their brucha. If the Kohanim will give their bracha, says Rabbi Shem, then the Sumi Hashemi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani avoch, I'll be masking with them and I'll also give a bracha. What does this mean? So bring the Potter Geruf a vort from the Zweite Chotkev Rebbe, a gewaltige vort. The Pusik says, Koi Sevorch is b'nei Yisrael emoi lohem. Lohem is Lushan Rabin. And then we look at the bracha, it's all b'lushan yuchid. Yevorecha chu, Hashem veYishmere chu, Yu Hashem punav ele chu. Everything is belushin yochid. But the beginning of the bracha was belushin rabim. Koisavochis b'nisul emoy lohem. It doesn't say emoy lachu, emoy lohem lushin rabim. It should carry on the bracha belushin rabim. Yevorecha chem, Hashem veYishmorechem, and so on. Why is it all emoy lohem lushin rabim? Yivarecho b'lushan yochid. So zuk the Rebbe as follows. You know what the brucha of the Kohanim was? That b'lushan yochid. That all Klal Yisrael should be united ke'ish echad b'leiv echad. The brucha which you give to all Yidin is as yivarechachu b'lushan yochid. Every Yid should be yivarechachu b'lushan yochid ke'ish echad b'leiv echad. The Mishnah tells us, the last Mishnah in Shisha Sidra Mishnah, Loi Mutzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klei Machzik Brucha L'Yisrael Ela HaShuloim. The Rabbi Nishalim wanted to give a brucha to Klal Yisrael. Loi Mutzu writes the Chiddur. What does this mean? It means the Rabbi Nishalim was looking for a way how to give a brucha to Klal Yisrael. The Rabbi Nishalim was looking if she can give them a brucha through such a way. But Loi Mutzu. The Rabbi Shem could not find a way how to give a brucha. Something which is going to hold the brucha. Ela hashulaim. Only if there's shulaim. Explains the Chiddur. If there's no shulaim, then all the bruchas which Rabbi Shem will give is like a keli which has got a hole. You can continue pouring from today till tomorrow. It doesn't make a difference. You'll pour and pour and pour. Wherever you pour, it'll just come leaking out. If there's a hole, there's nothing to hold the brucha. The clay machzik brucha, if you want to have a brucha, you need to have shulam. Explains the Chotki Rebbe, Yivarechachu Hashem v'yishmarecha lushan yuchid. The brucha is v'yusem lechu shulam. Klal Yisrael should have shulam. Ah, the Kohanim gave a brucha that there should be shulam between all Yidin, Says Rabbeinish Lailam, I bazai, Vasumiya Shemi al Benaisul, Vani Avor Chaim. Now I can give my brucha. The Kehanim give a brucha that there should be Shulam. If the Shulam, then one can be Zoicha to receive the bruchas from the Rabbeinish Lailam. But if we don't have Shulam, then unfortunately all the bruchas, haven't got a claim machzik brucha. Now the end of Parshas Nutzoi, the last 77 psikim of Parshas Nutzoi are taken up with the karbunos of the Nesiim. All the Nesiim, Yidbeis Nesiim, each one brought their own karbun by the Chanikas HaMishkan. And the Torah repeats the same psikim 12 times. Now we know there are many, many halachas which we learn out from one word, or from one letter, or from a gzeira shova, or from a kal v'chomer. And here the Torah is marich 77 psikim. And the question is why? Writes the Chofetz Chaim in his Sefer Zechoy LeMiriam. Often people like to try and outdo others. You know, if somebody did this, I'm going to do more than him. I'm going to do better than him. I'm going to do something even bigger, something even more expensive. And often it doesn't come from a healthy, good place. It comes from kinna, sinner. People are jealous one of the other. They want to embarrass one the other. Writes the Chofetz Chaim, when they finished the Mishkan, the Nesiim, they had a gewaldige achdus between all of them. And they decided between themselves that they are all going to bring the same carbon. They don't want to bring something else. They don't want to show off, I did more than you, I did more than this one. Writes the Chofetz Chaim, when the Rabbeinu Shlalem saw the achdus between the Nesiim, and how they were so careful that there shouldn't be a kinna, not like the story of Cain and Hevel. The Hevel brought a korban, and Cain was jealous, and he went and he murdered Hevel. This was the very first korban almost. Oh, the Mishnah brought korban, but then Cain and Hevel, Cain murdered Hevel. He was jealous of his korban. Here was just the opposite. Writes the Chofetz Chaim, quoting Chazal, that the Rabbeinu Shloilem said to the Nesiim, I see that there's no kinna, no sinner between you, and you kill mahivim, kechi oisi gam kein b'neichem. I want you to take me to be part of your group. And tell us, Chazal, this is the only korban yochid which was ever offered up on a Shabbos. We know that besides the korbuna sibah, a person could bring his own karbunos to the Beis HaMikdash, a karbon nadova, or a shlomim, or if he had to, a karbon chatos, a osham, a karbon oila. But these karbunos, private karbunos, which a person bring, you're never allowed to bring them on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you could only bring the karbon sibah of Shabbos, no other karbunos. The one and only exception to this rule was the karbon of Shevet Ephraim. V'yoyim Ashvi Nusi Lifnei Ephraim. He brought his korban on Shabbos. Now normally what should have happened was, the Nesiim would have started on Sunday, that was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. They should have brought till Friday. Shabbos is no korban, and then we carry on after Shabbos. So the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're making an exception for this one korban. And the question is why? Writes the Chofetz Chaim, because the Yidden, the Nesiim, had such an ava between them, that each one was mevatled himself to the next one. So they were considered as if they were a rabbim, as if they are a tzibah, although it was really a korban yochid. When you do your thing, so it's yours. But when you mevatle yourself to everybody else, I don't exist. I mevatle myself. You become part of the rabbim, part of the tzibah. And therefore, lechvoidam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said, I want that this korban should be brought on Shabbos. Finishes off the Chofetz Chaim, imizan nidan lechol Yisrael. From this we can all take a lesson. Im hoy be'emes ahivim ze leze kahoygen. If we would all love each other properly, we would be zoicha memeila hoysa mitoysefes hashpul lekol echad ve'echad be'inyonav. We would be zoicha to a gewaldige brocha. Because Rabbein Shalom can help each and every person. And it doesn't make a difference to the Rabbein Shalom if there's one person, or thousands of people, or millions of people. The Rabbein Shalom can help everybody. Soif Dova, says the Chofetz Chaim, Tzrichimuni lishtadl sheniya ahivim ze leze be'emes v'ni mechabdim zeze. We need to love and to be mechabed each other. And this is what gives the Rabbein Shalom the nachas riach. And then the Rabbein Shalom says, take me in, make me part of your group. There's a gewaltige story from Reb Moshe Feinstein. I heard this over from Reb Moshe Aaron Stern, Zechon of Rucha, the Kamenetz Mashgiach. He said he heard this story from the person who was there, B'Shas Masa. A Yid who he worked in the office of Tiferes Yishalayim, that was the yeshiva of Reb Moshe Feinstein. This Yid, he was sitting in the office with Reb Moshe when there was a knock on the door, and he said, please come in. And in walked a Chusin and Kala that come to speak to Reb Moshe. Chusin and Kala walk in, and as soon as they walked in, they both burst into tears and they were sobbing and sobbing away. And Reb Moshe got very agitated. He was a very soft person. Got very agitated, said, please, please, I beg of you, stop crying. Tell me what happened. And eventually, after a minute or two, stopped crying. And then the Chusin says to Reb Moshe as follows. We're a Chusin and Kala, and we get engaged. We're looking forward to getting married. But recently, said this Chusin, I wasn't feeling well. And I went to a doctor. And the doctor didn't like what he saw, sent me for tests. And they found, said this Chusin, that he's got Yena Machla in a very severe way. And it's Bechalal not Pusha what is going to be with him. So they've come together to ask Reb Moshe a Shala. What should they do? Should they go ahead with the Chasna? They're supposed to be getting married in a few weeks. Should they go ahead with the Chasna? But he's deathly ill, or no? Should they call it off? What? It's not fair to the Kala. Why should she get married to a Bucha who's deathly ill? And on the other hand, said the Kala, if Reb Moshe is going to Paskin, no, they should get married. She's Makabel, whatever Reb Moshe says, and that's what they're going to do. If the Reb Moshe says to call it off, the Chosen is Makabel. They've come to ask the good Ladar, what should they do? And Reb Moshe got up from his place and he started pacing up and down in the room for a minute or two. And then he said the most unbelievable thing. And I heard this from Reb Moshe Aaron Stern, who said he heard it from the secretary who was there in the room. And Reb Moshe said, I have already asked the Rabboinu Shel Olam 38 times in my lifetime to perform for me a nes. I'm going to ask him another time. It's going to be 39 times. And then he says, you should go and get married, b'shul toive im mitzlachas. Don't go back to the doctor or to the hospital. If they've given you any tablets, don't take them. You're going to be fine. V'kachava. They got married. And he said, don't tell anybody that you came here. Don't tell anybody about this conversation. Don't tell anybody what happened. And this secretary said, many years later, I knew this Chusin Vakala. They got married. Today they are, this is 40, 50 years ago, they're Zaydas and Bubas, Baruch Hashem, with Kingdom, at Einiklach. So this is a story that Moshe Aaron Stern said over. And I was wondering to myself, I'm sure that every single day of the week, Reb Moshe was approached by various people begging him, please daven for this person needs a Geris Rafia, and that person needs a Geris Rafia, and this person needs a Gewaldig Yeshia, and that one needs a Gewaldig Yeshia. And he didn't say, I'm going to ask the Boishim to perform for you in this. He didn't do it every day. He'd done it 38 times already beforehand, which is also unbelievable. But he didn't do it every time. Why was it this chusen and kala? He said, for you, I'm going to ask Rabbi Yishim to make a nes. Why? And I thought, perhaps, this chusen and kala, they both said to Rabbi Moshe, they're going to be makabel, whatever he says. If Rabbi Moshe says they've got to break it off, and there's not going to be a chasna, said the chusen, I will be makabel, I'm makabel the psak of Rabbi Moshe. If Rabbi Moshe says no, they've got to go ahead and got to get married. The kala said, she's makabel the psak of Reb Moshe. But she's getting married to a buchu nebuch. What's going to be with him? That's what Reb Moshe said. That's what they're going to do. When Reb Moshe saw this gewaldige mesiras nefesh, how each one is not thinking about themselves. The chusen is only thinking the toiva for the kala. The kala is only thinking the toiva for the chusen. Oh, said Reb Moshe, if so, the Rebbeinu Shalom is here also a shittav. That's the lushan of the Chazal here. It says Rebbeinu Shalom, Kechi oisi gam kein beneichem. Take me part of you. The Rebbeinu Shalom is here a shittav. I can ask the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Heilige Rishna explained al derech zeh, the pusik, Vohavta lereyecho kamoicha, ani Hashem Elokeicha. The Torah tells us, finishes off the Pusik, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ask the Heilige Rishna, why does the Pusik have to finish off Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Could just say, V'ahavta recha kamoicha, full stop. Or the Heilige Rishna gezukta Moshe. There was once a fellow who was accused of a crime, and he was sentenced to death, and he was going to be hanged in the public square. It comes a time, they're going to hang him. There's a big crowd there, have come there. And they're leading up this person to take him to the gallows to kill him. And as they're taking him up, suddenly there's a shout from the crowd. And someone shouts, you can't kill this man, he's innocent, he didn't do it. Everybody ignores him. There's been a court case, he's been found guilty, ignore him. And the guy carries on shouting, he didn't do it. I did it. I was the one who did it. Ah, he's owned up. He's the one who did it. Ah, something different. The first fellow denied he did it. And this guy saying he did it. Okay, say that. They went and they took hold of these fellows. Said, okay, we're going to hang you instead. So they take the second guy. They're taking him up to the gallows. As they're taking him up to the gallows, the first guy starts shouting, no, he's lying. It's not true. It wasn't him. It was me. I'm owning up to it. I was the one who did it. Both of them owning up, both of them say they did. Well, it can't be both, it was either this one or that one. They didn't know what to do. So they said, you know, this is something we have to bring to the king. We have to ask the king, he's got to decide. We've never had such a case before, we don't know what to do. They brought these two people to the king. And the king said, I'm taking aback. I've never heard of such a story before, what's going on here? So they both said the same thing. I know my friend is innocent. I know what type of person he is. He's innocent. I can't bear to see my best friend being killed. I would rather give my life up instead of my best friend being killed. And they both said the same thing. When the king heard this, he said, you know, I'm surrounded by so many ministers and so many advisors. And they all tell me how all of them, they only mean my toiva. They're only saying what's good for me, they're trying to help me, and how loyal they all are. And I know fully well, I know deep down, none of them really mean me. They're all in it just for themselves. They couldn't care tuppence about me. This is the first time I have had such people who show such dedication and such selflessness and such loyalty. I want that you should become my advisors. You're the people who I can trust. This is the type of people which I want to be surrounded with. Said the Heilige Rishna, This is Vohavta Lerecha Kamoicha. When there's Emesa Ahavas Yisruel, says Rabbeinu Shloilam, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I want to be part of your group. Take me in. I want to belong. So says the Chofetz Chaim, this is why the Torah repeats 12 times the same Pesikim again and again and again, 77 Pesikim. Why? To tell us this message, that when there's no kinna and there's no sinner and everybody is being machabed one the other, says Rabbeinu Shalom, I will write the same korban over, same identical korban, 12 times. That's how precious it is to me. And not only that, I'll give you away my Shabbos. You've become no longer a yuchid, you've become a tzibah. Now we know, in Parshas Vayechi, when Yosef HaTzadik sent the Agulos to Yaakov Avinu, straight in the Pusik, Vaya'es Hagulos. He saw the wagons, Vatechi Riach Yaakov. And Yaakov became alive again. And everybody knows what Rashi tells us, that it was a simon about that Yosef HaTzadik hadn't forgotten his learning, and the Agulos were a simon on the Egla Arifa. This is what Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayechi. What not everybody knows is that the Das Zakenim there is not very happy with Rashi at all. And he says, what connection does Agulos have to Egla Arifa? Egla, an eagle, is a cow, a calf. Agulos are wagons. How do wagons are supposed, you see a wagon. A wagon is supposed to remind you of a calf, because in Lushna Kodesh is a similar word. Says Daskin, I don't understand. And Daskin comes with a totally different pshat. The Agulos that Yosef HaTzadik sent, says the Das Kenim, were a reminder of this week's Pasha. The Nesiim brought, state in the Pusik, Sheish Eglois Tzov. They brought six wagons, they donated six wagons to carry the Kerushim, the beams of the Mishkan. Says the Das Kenim, now we understand the connection. Vayas Hagulos are wagons. And in this week's Pasha, the Nesiim donated wagons. And by the way, Reb Chaim Kanievsky quotes a Zoya. The Torah doesn't tell us how many wagons Yosef HaTzadik sent. No, Vayas Hagulos are the wagons. Doesn't know how many. He quotes a Chazal that Yosef sent six wagons. And it fits in very well. Six wagons, because here the Nesiim donated six wagons. But the question is, what was Yaakov Avinu trying to tell Yosef HaTzadik? The last thing he learned with him, according to the Das Akeni, was not the Parsha of Egla Arifa. He learned this Parsha of the Nesiim, that they brought the Karbonis and they donated Sheish Eglois Tzov. Now, according to the words of the Chofetz Chaim, we understand it very well. The chiddush of the Nesiim was that they all brought the same identical korban. There was no sinner and there was no kinna between them. They were all mechabed one the other. And this was the lesson that Yaakov Avinu was trying to impart to Yosef, that there should be between all the shvutim, they should be a gewaldige ahava. And this was Vayas Hagulos. When Yaakov Avinu saw the Hagulos, Vatechi Riach Yaakov Aviem. And there's a famous Orachaim HaKudosh. The Orachaim HaKudosh says as follows. When Yosef had Tzadik revealed himself to his brothers, he said, Ani Yosef Achichem Shemachatim Oisi. I'm Yosef, your brother. Why did I say the word brother? Says Orachaim HaKudosh, what Yosef was saying to them was, you might have sold me, but I in my heart always remained your brother. I never lost my love for all of my brothers. I felt always this gewaldige connection. So this is Vayas Hagulois. He saw the Hagulois, he saw the Gevaldige Ahava between them. This is what Vatachi Riach Yaakov Aviyam. And this is the Avoida of continuing after Kabul's HaTorah. Pshas Kabul's HaTorah was Ke'ish Echad, Belev Echad. Now we line the Bichas Kehanim. Emo Elohem Yevarechacha Hashem V'yishmarecha. We want to be Zoich Debrucha. We have to be Lushan Yuchid. We have to be Achtus between all Yidin. And then we'll be Zoicha V'sumi Yashami Al B'nei Yisrael V'ani Avorchim. The Boishim will bless all of Klal Yisrael. Omen Ken Yerutzim.